This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Thursday defended its efforts to broker a ceasefire and renewed fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants as Washington finds itself isolated at the United Nations over its opposition to any Security Council action. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the 193-member U.N. General Assembly as it met to discuss the violence that the United States has not been silent, and she believes no other country is working more urgently toward peace. The United States has repeatedly objected to a U.N. Security Council statement since fighting erupted 11 days ago between Israel and Hamas militants and other groups in Gaza. The U.S. has traditionally shielded its ally Israel at the United Nations. Diplomatic efforts toward a ceasefire in the Gaza war gathered pace on Thursday amid the worsening humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territory, but fighting between Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas continues. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Israel to allow rapid and unhindered access to aid and told the General Assembly he would launch a full humanitarian appeal for funding as soon as possible. Guterres said Thursday, "If there is a hell on earth, it's the lives of children in Gaza today." He says hundreds of buildings and homes have been destroyed or damaged, and airstrikes have damaged several hospitals. Some 50,000 people are seeking shelter in UN schools, mosques, and other places with little access to water, food, hygiene, or health services, according to Guterres. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Syrians flocked to their embassy in Lebanon Thursday as expatriates and refugees kicked off voting for next week's presidential election, which is expected to keep Bashar al-Assad in power. Buses packed with Syrians jam-made roads leading to the embassy south of Beirut, where a sea of people had gathered amid tight security. Some of the vehicles carrying voters came under attack in several parts of the country by groups of young men who lobbed stones or pounded passengers with their fists. The United States has condemned in a strongly worded statement the nomination of notorious former Liberian warlord Prince Johnson to a top defense post and said it would not have any relationship with him in his new job. Johnson, a brutal figure in Liberia's first civil war from 1989 to 1997, was elected head of the Liberian Senate Committee on Defense and Intelligence on Tuesday. A failed presidential candidate and senator, the 68-year-old sent shockwaves around the world after a video showed him calmly sipping beer while looking on as his men tortured former President Samuel Doe to death in 1990. Johnson was the head of the Independent National Patriotic Front of Liberia during the Civil War, which fought both rival warlord Charles Taylor's forces and those of President Samuel Doe. Nigeria's Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau has been seriously wounded after trying to kill himself to avoid capture during clashes with rival Islamic State allied jihadists in the north of the country, two intelligence sources said Thursday. Shekau's Boko Haram faction and fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province had been battling in a northeastern state. Nigerian news sites and social media on Thursday were filled with rumors and unconfirmed reports about the death of the jihadist leader who made international headlines when his men kidnapped nearly 300 school leaders in 2014. The European Parliament and EU member states reached a deal Thursday, paving the way for a COVID-19 certificate that will help open up travel in Europe for the key summer season, EU sources said. The deal will allow for anybody living in its 27 countries to be able to get a digital health pass to display their vaccination status, results of COVID-19 tests, or whether they have recovered from a coronavirus infection. And the European Parliament voted overwhelmingly Thursday to refuse any consideration of the EU-China investment deal as long as Chinese sanctions against MEPs and scholars were in place. According to the resolution, Parliament demands that China lift the sanctions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.